Welcome to the latest edition of One Morning I'm Going Home, I'm Going to Bed.
It's been a while.
It's been a month.
You look taller.
No, you don't.
You're not prettier.
No, I don't.
But you look taller.
Said no one ever. Said no one ever.
I swear to God, I think you go great. You grew like an inch.
You know what makes it worse?
What?
I'm sitting down.
Maybe just sitting taller.
Yeah. Anyway, so you pick the drinks, so explain it.
This is called a transfusion.
Yeah, we need one.
It was a drink of choice apparently on the golf trip with the second golf course we played, Traces.
Mm.
That's what I didn't drink any, but everybody else seemed to like it.
Oh, yeah?
And it's vodka, ginger ale with a splash of grape juice. And I thought it was also fitting because there's going to be some new blood in the WU basketball program next year.
Okay,
so
right.
I thought it hit both points.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
That was a nice way to bring it all the way, bring it around town.
I did.
It was good. Every now and again, you.
Every once in a while, I'm good for something.
Hey, stop clocks.
Right. I have not gotten taller either, by the way.
Stop clock right twice a day. You haven't either. So I'm going to go out of order because it's been a month and I know we got a whole lot to get into. And we played TCU in about an hour and a half.
Right.
Garrett got his wings yesterday.
I saw. That's pretty impressive.
It took a little while.
He seemed like he was happy.
He was, because he was supposed to graduate last Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then they pushed it back because of the weather. And then they pushed it back again. Uh-huh. And they pushed it back again. So he was getting frustrated.
Yeah.
But he finally got his fifth jump in yesterday, so he...
That's awesome.
Well, I guess the day before. And so he's pretty fired up. So.
Yeah. Him too. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
Really am.
Yeah. So he was pretty excited. So he's graduated jump school. Jana's graduated up until spring break. She gets spring break next week. She's pretty excited about that.
She's coming home. She's going to go to North Carolina.
I think she's actually, he's supposed to be passing through either today or tomorrow.
No. Because
he drove down to Georgia.
Yeah.
And he's just driving back. Of course, he lives in Morgantown. Mm-hmm. And I think she said she wants to go out to dinner with him Saturday. Cause she was going to come in Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's going to come in Sunday.
Okay.
And just stay here for the week.
Good deal.
So we'll see how that goes.
Good to see Jana.
Tell you how long it's been. The Super Bowl hadn't even happened yet.
Wow.
That's how long it's been. And you had a birthday. Happy birthday.
I did have a birthday. Turned a big 49.
Ooh.
Yeah, one getting year close. To go, baby.
Getting close.
1 year to go.
We also, since the last show, had dinner with Mr. Chips and his fiance.
Yes, that was very nice.
That was nice.
It was awesome. She seemed pretty cool.
She did.
Yeah, I don't know why she's marrying Chips, but God bless her.
She hasn't seen Frank the Tank.
Yeah, because they didn't drink at dinner.
He hasn't. I don't think he's ever. He hasn't come unchips in front of her yet. If that's a word.
So have you guys set it on the Bachelor weekend?
It's down to two.
Yeah.
I know. One of which is Mother's Day weekend. Yeah.
When I first came out, I was like, that's gonna go fly probably with a lot of people.
Everybody's like, let me check here. I said, let me check with my wife. And then I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, wait.
I was like, whatever, guys. Just let me know. So, yeah. So, it's been that long.
Good Lord. I know it's been a while. Something seemed to come up everywhere. First was my birthday, then it was the golf trip. And last week you were sick. And it's just...
Been one thing after another.
That's right. It happens.
But you had a good birthday.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
That might come up later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of birthdays, and I was thinking about this today at work, and then we'll get into everything else. I know middle age hits everybody, but I'm just thinking back on the last even 11 months of my life. I now have a day of the week pill tablet container with 7 medications in each one, one of which includes high blood pressure medication.
Yep.
I've had an endoscopy, a colonoscopy, and now I got these guys.
Oh, hey, looking good. I love them. Hey, at least you can see.
It has fallen to this.
Buddy, I walked around. I was fixing the toilet the other day, and I came around the corner and I had glasses on because I couldn't see so I put my glasses on and I had them down on my nose. I was like, "Holy shit, that's Lawn staring at me." There's my dad looking at me right in the fucking mirror.
I was at work today, and I had these, and I was like, "I can't see that. Do I really want to?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Yep.
And as soon as I did that, somebody came by. I was like, "Oh, who the professor?" here. I didn't know we were teaching class in here today. I was like, fuck y'all, man. But I mean, it all happened at one time.
Yeah. It's not like you get hit with a baseball bat. It's like you get repeatedly hit by the baseball bat.
I mean, but I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I'm on blood pressure medicine. I've had two procedures, and now I can't see.
Buddy, on the golf trip, I had a pack and a little thing of pills to take for the trip. So I had my, I had to count it out. So I didn't want to take all my bottles. I just counted out how many I needed for each day so I could take them when I got down there.
Yeah, I'm muddy.
I'm with you, man. It sucks.
20 years from now, we're going to do this show and recap just sitting up at McDonald's and watching people drive by.
Well, sitting in front of Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Sitting in the Wendy's, people reading about the people. Newspaper. Yeah. They still have one then.
Yeah, no shit. Is there anything else you want to get? I mean, we can hit some of the... Go ahead.
Well, yeah. First of all, I went on a golf trip.
That's right.
We played 108 holes in 4 days. I think I drank 108 beers. Oof. It was a trip. Let's put it that way.
I bet it was.
I think
Randall... Did Cliff Clavin have a good time?
Well, oh, he had a great time. Did he? It's funny because he just sits back and just watches everybody. Because, you know, you go play golf... And you play, and you drink, and then you go play another nine, or the second day we played an extra 18, so we played 36 holes on Friday. Then you go, the next day you go out, you play a scramble, and you play another nine holes, and then, I mean, and it's just, it's an all-day affair. I think on Saturday, I played with three guys I didn't know, and I told them, I got to the golf course and said, all right, guys, here's the deal. Randall had Bloody Mary mix in the car. I said, I'm drinking vodka, I'm going to drink water, then I'm drinking beer.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. Now, the best though is our buddy Chico, one of the Rossick's buddies, friends of college a long time ago.
Leon Jarvis?
No. It's Troy. I can't remember his last name. Troy's his first name though. But anyway, short, dark complected guy. He drinks Woodford. Loves Woodford.
Woodford.
So we got to the course on Saturday, and he had thought. He had a bottle of Woodford in Randall's truck. He went to go get the bottle. He had drank it the day before and not remembered he had drank that bottle of Woodford.
Too bad Felicity wasn't nearby. She may or may not have a bottle of Woodford.
She may or may not. He's like, so he went into the bar at the golf course. Well, nobody's there yet. It's 8 in the morning. So he looks back. There's a bottle of Woodford on the shelf. He goes back there, pulls it off the shelf. How he reached it, I don't even know. I mean, when I say the guy is short, he's short. So, got the Woodford, poured it into his to-go cup, filled it with whatever he mixed it with, Coke or something like that. Went out on the course, played, came around the turn, went in, still nobody there, went back.
Made another one.
Made him another one. So then he goes up to the pro shop, and he's like, hey, I owe somebody for the, I had two glasses of Woodford. They were like, well, how much? He's like, I want four jiggers. Like, he's like, I don't know, how much is that? He's like, that's probably like $30. So he gives him $30. After we finish playing, the organizer, all the Patrick Cognac, gets the manager comes and finds like, hey, you and one of your guys come to steal Woodford. So Patrick gave him $80.
After the 30 they already been given. Well, hell, they made a profit off $2,000.
They made a killing off it.
But we six
we kept calling Chico a felon the rest night. Like, you're a felon, man.
That's great.
Oh, it was a doozy. There was other stories, but that's the only one I will tell. But that golf trip is a really good time. And Sunday, you're talking about just dead to the world. Mm-hmm. Trying to play 18
holes. How long were y'all down there? 4 days?
4 days. We went down on Wednesday night. We played 27 on Thursday at Darlington Country Club. We played 36 on Friday at Trace's Golf Course. It has three nines, so it's 27 holes. So we played all 27 and another nine. And then Saturday we played at Hartsville Country Club, and then Sunday Charles State Park. And after I hit a hole 100, my back said, "Hey, old man,
you're done."
Why don't we take a little bit?
Let's take five. Let's take five. And by five, I mean 5 days.
Exactly. It's been longer than that. I haven't swung golf club since. The other thing I wanted to bring up is in the last show, that was a while ago, we talked about Ty French and he was running with the quarterbacks.
Yep.
Well, I actually heard that interview where that came from,
mm-hmm.
and it was that general manager guy for the football team,
mm-hmm.
and he said What he meant was he's not running. He's not playing cornerback. He was just he's so fast.
He was with
his all season stuff. They put him with the corners because he's as fast as the corners.
Gotcha.
And he said, this is what caught my attention on that interview. He said on our O-line, right now, not with Zach Frazier. Zach Frazier already gone. Right now, there are possibly 6 to 8 pros on our offensive line too deep if you count what if the freshmen grow into what they could be. He said there were 6.
Who said that?
The guy used to be one of the administrative people for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, shit.
He said that there are 6 to 8 pros on that offensive line. In the 2D.
I'm going to temper my enthusiasm.
Yeah, exactly. That's what... That wowed me.
Mm-hmm.
That wowed me when he said it. And it wowed Tony and them because it was on 3 guys for the pod. It wowed them, too. They were like, what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I heard Tavita Finau was good, too.
Yeah, well, exactly. He said it all pans out, but he said there are 6 to 8 pros. Could be 6 to 8 pros with their physical abilities.
I'm never going to get used to doing this.
You look good.
I don't know.
I should take a picture.
But I can't, like, I mean, right here, it's gone.
All getting worse and worse.
I mean, a month ago it was there.
In the morning, I can't even look. I have to keep a set of glasses next to the where I go sit in the morning so I can read my phone.
Yeah. Like, I used to laugh at Booth and some of the other guys that have their phone on, like, font 60.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you can see like 3 letters at a time.
You can't like somebody puts like an LOL bubble and it covers the whole phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's that fucking big.
That's right. I'm getting to that point, man. I'm getting to that point.
Let's hit on Neil Brown. So he signed an extension 1 year, but he actually took a pay cut.
I thought it was a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I didn't mind.
He got an extra year. He took a pay cut. He's giving it to the staff. I guess they're going to use that money for the staff. So, yeah, I think...
His buyout now is 75%.
Yeah, he reduced his buyout. So, I mean, that's... Yep. Heck yeah, that was a good deal.
Yep, I agree.
The more I see Ren Baker work, the more I am impressed. And I hope he stays.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So, is this the guy from James Madison? Sounds like he's the guy.
I don't know. I mean, they... I guess some of the people are saying
that. Byington?
Mike Zazoff, Ear Sports, thinks... I think it's a smoke. He said, one, it's weird that he was...
The only name.
The only name was getting kind of leaked, and, you know, there's not even the end of the season yet.
I think
it's
a smokescreen for Huggins.
Yeah, exactly. Jimbo Fisher will come coach basketball. That's what it is. He's going to fail his calling.
Is it Byington?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I had no idea. I was reading some about him, though.
They got a good record this
year. They got a good record. They're dynamic on offense. They play decent defense.
He won the X's and O's Coach of the Year 2 years ago in that league, which whatever that means.
Whatever that means, exactly. So
he's won 61% of his games at James. He's only been here 3 years.
Right. Was it Georgia Southern before that or something like that? So I don't know. Well, I mean, I got the good thing about it is I'm not worried about who we're going to hire. I'm kind of excited to see who it's going to be. I think Ren Baker's going to make a good.
I heard Will Wade's name come up.
I've heard that's actually on a few lists that I've seen. The name that I see is still on a list is John Beilein.
I don't see that happen.
They said that he is still. They said it's up to him to say no first.
Well, so, it'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a basketball tournament at the Greenbrier this fall.
I don't know. I have no idea what that. There's only 3 teams in it.
And they said the 4 teams to be announced, and everybody's like, "Well, you know, it's going to be us." I'm like, "No, it's not, because we've already played Penn. We already played Central Florida."
Exactly, and I think we're in a tournament. We're in another tournament next year. So it's got to be Marshall.
Oh, look at
I mean, you would think it's got to be Marshall. We're
fighting Stuff Lynch's.
Yeah, but I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know what that's about.
Is there anything else you want to hit on so we can gloss through this basketball?
No, show? Let's bring it down a notch here.
So the last show we did, we were 8-14.
Yeah.
We're now 9-20.
Hey, I didn't think we would win any of those games.
Yep.
So I will take it.
And to be quite honest with you, well, never mind. I'm not even going to spin this. So 1-6 in our last 7. I'm going to lump these together because we're not going to go through game by game. I've never been so happy for a game to not be on TV as the Texas game because it was awful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just awful. Oh, yeah. There's really nothing else to say about that.
I stopped watching a half.
Then we lost to TCU. Then we lost to Baylor.
Yeah.
Then we beat Central Florida at home.
Yeah.
Then we lost... The Iowa State game was the game that we actually were in the game the whole time.
And I didn't watch a minute of it because that's when I was playing golf.
And that's when we committed 23 turnovers. And still only lost by 7.
Yeah.
And then K-State on the road, we lost. And then Texas Tech at home this past weekend, we lost. So The crazy thing is that, and I went back and looked and just kind of averaged it out, just over the last seven games.
Yeah.
Over the last seven games, and I would argue that I doubt very seriously during the Huggins era, we had seven games where we averaged shooting 45% from the field.
Exactly.
We shot 45%
from the field. Oh, I know.
As a matter of fact, there were three or four games we were over 50%.
Yeah, the problem is we gave up 80.
The problem is the other team shoots 46% from the field.
Well, I texted you the other day, we gave up, in like our last eight games, we gave up 86 times, and we gave up 93 of those times. And I got a stat here from Chris Anderson. He said this is after the last game, W lost back-to-back games in his 2 and 3 in their last five when shooting greater than 50% from the floor and 40% from three.
Mm-hmm.
We were 29-1 in the previous 30 games we shot that well. 29-1!
We started the Texas Tech game, I think, 8 of 11 from three.
Yeah. And lost the game. We were up 16. We couldn't hit a damn thing in the second half.
Well, and then the game before, was it K-State? We were up, we were down by
25. And I stopped watching.
And came all the way back.
Yeah.
And you took the lead.
You texted me, and like, we're down three, and I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, no. You're bullshit.
I was watching some show on Hulu. I was like, fuck you. No way.
We were.
I was like, well, I can't watch now.
No, I don't know.
so then you were texting me.
I knew as soon as that game went to overtime, I was like, we're done. We're not going to win this game.
Yeah, because
that's the kind of game you gotta if you're going to come all the way back on the road.
We're like 7-0 in overtime games. I can't believe they played that many overtime games this year.
I know.
And they're like 12-0 in the last 2 years. That's a lot of overtime games.
That's a lot of overtime games.
I think there's a running theme, and even the wins and losses, is that this team, I think, is extremely gifted offensively. Mm-hmm. But they play
no defense.
No defense. I mean, there are people open. That one game, I think it was a Kansas State game, Jack texted me and he was like, man, I can't believe they're shooting 59% from three in the first half. I was like, what? They're open.
Yeah, they're open.
They're not even guarded.
No.
I mean, how? A high school team can make 59% of 3 points and nobody's guarding them.
Nobody's guarding them.
I mean, it's just, you got to guard them. It's unreal how open they are.
And we don't get 50-50 balls.
We don't get 50-50 balls. We don't look like we're not going for those balls. And I think the coaching staff has done a great job for what they've had to deal with this year. But you're not motivating those kids to play extra hard. You're just not going to. It's a glorified AAU team. When we are offensively making shots, we look good. But we don't play any defenses like AAU. And when other teams start making shots, we're in trouble.
Yep.
We're just in trouble. Simple as that. So
we got TCU tonight, 4.5-point dogs at home.
Yeah. We were a favorite.
We close the season at Cincinnati, I guess, Saturday, and then Big 12 tournament next week. So
yeah. Thank God they moved this game. It was supposed to be at 9 o'clock tonight on ESPN 2.
They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, let's take this trash off.
They gonged us.
They did.
We got gonged.
They gonged us.
I don't have anything else.
Well, I think, and I was listening to Country Roads Confidential, the podcast, and they brought up the point. We have not won back-to-back games all year. Not one time. They've gone back. No W team has not had a two-game winning streak since 1917. And they only played like 18 games that year. They were like 4-14. No team has had a season where they didn't win two games in a row since 1917. And we're staring at that this year.
It's not going to happen.
Because you got to figure, the only way you win two in a row.
Today and Saturday.
Is if you win today and Saturday, or if you win
Saturday and win the
Saturday
first game.
The first game of the, which I don't see any of that happen. We haven't won a road game all year. I didn't realize we only won two road games last year. We're 2-30.
Two and terrible.
We're two and terrible on the road in the last 2 years, and that's 1 year with Huggins. So it's been a frustrating. It's funny how the tables turned, and football looks more promising, and the basketball team sucks ass.
Yeah, I'm ready to euthanize this basketball season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the spring game.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
All right, take a break.
Let's do it. Welcome back to One More and I'm Going Home and Going to Bed. That feels good to say that. For, man, I haven't been saying it in a while. But speaking of One More and I'm Going Home and Going to Bed, you and Jason back in good terms. It's always good.
Yeah, he
loves you. He said he doesn't listen to the podcast anymore.
He doesn't?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that or not. But
I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't trust it
either. Yeah.
Let's continue to play it safe.
Exactly. All right, you ready for four questions with two assholes?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going first here. Has Battle's complete unwillingness or maybe inability to play defense been the biggest surprise of this season? Because we thought when he came in the first game, we thought, oh man, he's going to help out defensively. And he is not a very good defender.
In the beginning of the season, he looked okay, but no, he's not. The only, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to put
dancing
my glasses.
With those glasses.
You know. Oh, this is going to take some getting used to.
Yes, it will.
I was going somewhere with the thought. Oh, the only thing I think that might rival that is the, from the very first game that he got in there till now, is the complete regression of Noah Farrakhan.
That's true. That has been, because he was really good.
He came out gangbusters. Yeah. I mean, he was quick.
And now, he hurts me. He is now making me physically ill like Pat Sumnick used to. Every time he's in the game, I get physically ill. Something bad's going to happen. He's just not good right now.
And I never thought, after watching him the first, and I know, the, I mean, of course, well, hell, we were, what, 10 games in? We were still in non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
But I think his first game, he scored 15 points.
Yeah.
And you could tell baseline to baseline with the ball, he's the quickest guy.
Exactly. He averaged 15 in his first five or six games.
He looked like an aggressive defender.
Yeah. And then I think the film came out and said, just make him shoot outside. Don't just stay in front of him and make him shoot outside, and I think that's the book on him. And he hasn't adjusted to it. He hasn't been able to make outside shots.
Nope.
He's got a weird looking shot anyway.
He
but
does.
But yeah, I thought he could get to the hoop anytime he wanted to. But man, now he's just a turnover machine and just
him and Creaser are neck and neck.
Oh yeah, that's just and when your point guards your biggest turnovers. Make the biggest turnovers. I heard,
and they're live ball turnovers.
Exactly.
It's not like we're throwing it in the.
I heard the thing at was it yesterday? I think that's where the game. That you know, the last time we played TCE, we might have had 18, 19 turnovers, something like that. But it only came from five guys. Mm. They all had at least three. We had 11 people play, and five of them had at least three turnovers. That's crazy.
Where is what happened to?
Neve, he's just not playing. Not at all. He's not playing, so I don't know. Who knows? I don't really care because next year I don't expect anybody.
I was gonna say who's coming back.
They put the over and under on the country road at 3.5, and that's part of it, right because it depends what they do with the transfer rules. You know, you can't transfer twice, and maybe Solinsky comes back and. Farrakhan's
back.
Well,
I thought he had to go.
No. There's only three people who were running out of eligibility.
A Cook,
Battle. Edwards, and Battle. Those are the only three that are out of
eligibility. I thought Szczęsny was definitely.
No, he could petition for a medical register.
Well, he could petition for a medical register.
Yeah,
okay.
When they say that he'd probably be granted.
Okay.
From last
season. Well, he ain't going nowhere.
No, he ain't going nowhere. So you could get him back. So you could possibly have 9 of the 12 players back.
Is Leon Agnew still available?
Oh, he'd be better right now. Karate kick somebody, or who was that got karate kicked? It was that tall white kid got karate kicked in the chest. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Russ?
Yes. He was from Minnesota. He was Minnesota Player of the Year. And
Kevin Noreen.
Remember when that? What, I think it was Cincinnati.
Yeah.
The guy karate kicked Chip right in the chest.
Yeah, he did. He Hong Kong fu'd his ass.
He did. He Hong Kong fu'd his ass. Is exactly right. And I don't think they called a foul or anything on that play.
Let him go.
Oh.
All right. Is that me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna piggyback off your basketball question.
Okay.
Start to finish. And by start, I mean in May. Is this the worst basketball season in WVU history? If you take it from a totalitarian perspective.
From Cadillac's last year is a close, it is right there because.
But you go from Catlett was that was bad and Hargett was hyped.
But
Huggins is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Who's taken us to 5 Sweet 16s.
Yeah.
We had hype coming into the season. He gets fired. We bring in a couple guys, we get a little bit excited, and then we go 5-8 non-conference, and there's a good chance we're going to finish 9-23.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing about that year with that Khaled was, I mean, he just quit coaching and let his nephew coach a few games.
True.
I mean, yeah, it was a miserable end of that season. It was just awful. It's close. Honestly, with the expectations of the NIL and all the stuff this summer, right before he did the back-to-back bonehead things you should never do at his age, the fact that he did that and all the momentum looked like we were going to have a possible national championship caliber team.
And then we might not win double digits.
To be in the last place team in the Big 12. Yeah, I think it probably is.
I think it is too.
It probably is.
I mean, if you take the
whole sense, if you look at the Big 12 this year, if we'd have had everybody last year and with Huggins coaching, I think we won the Big 12 this year.
Well, I told Artie Wriston yesterday, I said, to be quite honest with you, you know, you watch this team play, and as good as the Big 12 is this year, I can't believe this bunch won four games.
Yeah.
We only won five non-conference games.
Yeah.
We've won four conference games exactly. In the toughest league in America.
Exactly.
With the Island of Misfit Toys as our lineup.
That's exactly right. I think if the roster would have stayed as constituted as it was in June of last year, which we had coming back with Waggy and Okonkwo and Edwards and Carissa and the battle with the guy's eligibility.
Mitchell was probably gone either way, I'd say.
Mitchell was probably gone. And Kentucky was.
You think Toussaint would have stayed?
I think Toussaint would have stayed. But did you hear about Toussaint? I didn't know this. You know the reason why he left? Texas Tech offered him three times the amount of money that we were paying him his NIL deal.
Jesus.
And we were paying him like $150,000.
No shit.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I understand. He made $450,000 to go to Texas Tech.
I didn't realize how many more times he walked wearing a red jersey doing that drop step than he did wearing a gold one.
Yeah, no, he walked every time with W2.
That was the joke.
Yeah, exactly. He still walks every time.
Yes,
he burned our ass. But he was like, yeah, there was some weird stuff going on. I had to, yeah, weird stuff was you got offered three times the amount of money you were making. That's the weird shit.
Yeah. Weird shit is you cashing checks.
Yeah, you know what? I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him at all. You know, it'd be in a better situation. He's going to do fine. He made three times the money. He's going to go to the NCAA tournament. He made a good call.
He did.
No, you can't fault him for that.
I put my glasses on to read this last question. Non-sports.
Yep.
So it's been, this is how long it's been. So Courtney got T-boned in Beckley in a wreck.
Oh.
About a month ago.
Oh.
What's the most memorable car accident you've ever been in?
Oh, it's easy. I mean, I've been in the, well, man, I've got a couple of them. And none of them I was driving.
Well, that's good news.
Which was crazy. The two that I remember, I probably shouldn't say names. So I was dating this girl in college.
Okay. Susie.
So we'll call her Susie. Okay. It's close to that.
All right.
And then, so I was dating her, and there was a person I had liked for a long time. We'll call her Patsy. So me and Patsy were hanging out one night, and things got a little passionate.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up staying in her house. Yeah, did some things. And next,
I feel like I'm in the middle of a Danielle Steele novel.
There you go. So next morning, we get up and she drives me back to my place. On the way back, a car comes out of it was a person delivering newspapers.
Wasn't Susie?
No, it was not Susie.
Susie didn't find out you were with Patsy.
And T-boned us and knocked us over a hill.
No shit.
And when we went over that hill, there was a telephone pole to the left and a stairway of his house to the right. And if we'd hit either one of those, I was dead because I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. So I have worn my seatbelt anytime I'm in a car since then. Because if we'd hit either one of those, I was dead. Yeah. So we found out later it was a young kid who was delivering newspapers and just wasn't looking and T-boned us and knocked us all there. So since that time, I wore my seatbelt and I've never cheated on a girl since then.
All right.
That's the two things that I took that as a sign.
As a sign.
That I should not do either one.
That's a good sign.
And the other one was me and Phil Lake. We were going to WVU versus Pitt that day. It was really cold.
05?
I think it was that. It was a Thanksgiving. It was right after Thanksgiving.
05. It was a bad white game, yeah.
And there was, right past Flatwood, the bridge was frozen, but you couldn't see it. And people were right there all day from where I stand. But we came through it, and Phil was driving at an obnoxiously fast rate.
I found it hard.
I know, shocker, right?
He's usually so cognizant of the speed limit signs.
So we go through there, and we started fishtailing, and we went into the median. And all I remember was, I remember saying, hold on. And I was like, I was grabbing the whole shit handle. And give Filet credit, because he was turning back and forth, because I don't know how we didn't roll. Because if we didn't just caught up our wheels, we'd have started rolling. And we stopped, and we were just sitting there, and like we were sitting in the median. it seemed like a minute. It was just dead silence, and all of a sudden I said, let's get some coffee.
Seems like a good idea.
We went to the next exit 79. I can't remember what that is. And then we went there at Go Mart right there and got a cup of coffee.
Was that Burnsville?
Yeah. We both of us were shaking.
Get me out of here.
But those are the two that I remember vividly. Last year on the same golf trip that we went on, we hit a deer. I had a deer coming out of one of the golf courses.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It had one of the best. I might have told this last year. I can't remember. But we hit that deer. And we got out of the car, and the deer was still flopping in the road. And I had a little dent in my front of my Rav. And Marcus was with me. Marcus was like, I don't have my gun. I don't know if we can't put this deer out of his misery. And this black guy pulled up in this really nice, like, Dodge Charger or whatever those things are. And he's like, so you guys okay? We're like, yeah, man. But, you know, we don't know what to do with that deer. He's like, I'll take care of it. Y'all go.
Was it Greenbrier County when we went up in the woods and AJ got his truck stuck up that one time? Remember that on the side?
We were at the lava cabin, and then we went across the river that night.
I think I was sitting in it. I was riding shotgun.
Yes, we had like 12 people in the back of his truck,
and he's like, "Hey, Margo, you think I can make this?" And I was like, "Yeah, bud, you got it." No, he didn't have it.
No, that was a poor decision.
It was. If Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, he chose poorly.
Yes.
He chose poorly.
We were throwing mud everywhere.
Oh, man. He's like, how am I looking on the back? Fucking Randall's like, dude, lay off the gas. It's fucking raining mud over here. Shit.
That's what Randall, he went with somebody. They got some sort of tow strap. They strapped it to some.
And it broke.
And it broke, and he got a concussion because their car hit the truck.
Yeah, we ended up having to call the neighbor the next day to come winch it out.
We winched it out. I think we got him. I think he gave us the but we winched it out.
He ended up.
I remember that. That shit was funny. We just left that car there all night. We were like, yeah, we'll get it tomorrow.
It's obviously not going anywhere.
We might still on it.
I think we're good.
I bet she had mud everywhere for days, man. Just days.
I was there for it because AJ had his window cracked and you can hear him, have a look on your side. I'm like, well, the left tire is still not moving. But the right one is spinning vigorously. and spinning mud all over.
I mean, it was like raining mud. If you were in the back of that truck, it was raining mud.
Oh, shit.
I remember hitting a deer with Bill Pennington going up to a game, and in my dad's truck. It was my truck before it was dad. And I remember he said, I was trying to put a CD in the CD player. That's how long ago it was. And I remember I was putting it in, and Bill said, deer. And by the time I looked up, I had splattered that deer all over. What's funny is, I got out, and luckily I hit it almost straight on. I just hit it on the left side, but straight on. And we just peeled back the bumper so it wasn't hitting the tire, drove to Morgantown.
Nice. You gotta improvise.
Exactly. You gotta do what you gotta do. That's the worst accident you've been in, was stuck in that mud?
The dumbest accident I've ever been in was when I had to work on New Year's Day. And Greg Davis, who's my old GM at Garfield's, and he lived at James Crest, which is right behind the mall.
Right.
And he'd taken that day off. And he was like, JV, he's like, why don't you care to bring me a 5-pound box of shrimp, the frozen shrimp. It was grilled shrimp, but it was frozen.
Yeah.
And a 6-pack out of the beer cooler. Yeah. I was like, yeah, man, I got you. That's when I had my Tacoma, like you. So I put it in the truck, put the shrimp, come up right around that where you turn to go right, like you're going towards Prosperity.
Okay, yeah.
As you're coming on that incline.
Uh-huh.
And I was behind a car. Nothing was coming. And she starts to move up, and I was like, all right, we're good. And I start turning up.
Bam.
Rear end of it. I was like, man, I'm sorry. But she was like, oh, no, we need to get the police out here. And
oh, like, no.
They all come out here. So eventually, after all that shit was done, I drove up to his house and I was like, I hope this is the best 5 pounds of shrimp and goddamn six pack you ever have in your life. But it wasn't a wreck, but when I was a freshman in college, we went down. It was actually the it was the same game that Marshall beat, I think it was Montana, for the 1AA title. Yeah, because that was a game Randy Moss scored like 5 touchdowns. And we got back to Adam Ray's house, and Coach Ray was like, did they win? And Adam's like, yeah. He's like, how'd Moss do? He's like, yeah, he scored once or twice. He scored five. So we're in Huntington. I mean, plowed all day long, yeah. Right? So we come back, and it's in the Tercel. And I don't know, for whatever reason, we decided it'd be a good idea to go down Almond Street. We're coming down Almond Street, and then we're going down the curves, and then we get right as you're going, like you're going towards town, to where the high school's on your left. I took that turn just a little too wide and got that. I bet that car didn't weigh more than 3,800 pounds. I got it hung up on the side, and I'm like, oh, shit. I was like AJ, except not nearly as bad as
AJ. Yeah, he's like, yeah, you're wearing 3 feet
in the back, one in the front, and I'm sitting, who knows what else is in the vehicle. They're like, all right. I said, well, let's just rock it back and forth. It was a 4-speed. I said, we drove all the way back from Huntington, had no trouble at all. I get no kill on Almond Street, get hung up.
Almond Street. Get you every time.
Every time.
Hey, I keep thinking about more accidents, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. All right, ready for the last one here? We should have ended up with yours. Yours is pretty good. So I spent my birthday and literally did nothing. Mm-hmm. I did nothing on birthday. Came home, thought about maybe going to dinner, but I was like, no, I don't feel like going to dinner. I was like, I'm just going to chill, hang out with my daughter on my birthday. So I literally did anything. Let me think. So I wrote this down. What was the best in worst places you have spent your birthday? Like physically at.
The best and worst places.
I'll give you mind while you're thinking about it. My best was Megan's Bay in St. Thomas. I went there on a cruise with Dawn, and that was the day that we stopped there was my birthday. And that place was gorgeous. In fact, my Facebook profile picture right now was me at Megan's Bay, because that place is just absolutely gorgeous. Like, Michael Jordan has a house right up on the right side. Oh, sure. Oh yeah, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous place. My worst was my 30th birthday painting a house in Slab Fork.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that one.
I can see where that would cause some problems.
Listening to WVU play Pitt that game, as a matter of fact. Oh. Yeah, exactly. It was a terrible birthday.
And we probably lost.
I believe we did, yeah. Matter of fact. So it was just, that was a terrible birthday. That had a terrible location.
Best birthday was probably when I don't know, that's a good question. I guess when I found out I got a car when I was 16.
All right.
That was probably a good one.
Yeah.
Worst.
Every year after that.
Well, I was going to say, that whole 2004 to 2005 transitional period, that birthday was... That birthday's probably one I'd like to maybe forget when I ended up spending it in Courtney's old bedroom. That one's probably right there. It was left in my thoughts. And her butterfly fucking wallpaper from 1980.
I'm sure the decor didn't help.
No. It was like, everywhere I turned.
I didn't know your sister was a butterfly person.
Well, she's butter something. anyway.
On that note, one more and I'm going home, going to bed.
One more and I'm going home, going to bed.
See you next week?
Yes, sir.
All right.